My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams here, always hoping that you're healthy and feeling good and got plenty of energy, and of course, learning all you can about how to maintain that through today's health update, and sharing it with other people. That's real important. You notice we don't have advertisers on this show. I have guests on this show that, you know, we'd like Positive Power Nutritionals, Burt Golding, and people like that. I have them on because I truly believe in their products. Of course, Nutritional Healthcare is our product line. Over the years, we've developed 44 products, 38 of them fall under patent, and we ship all over the world, and we're excited about that, and it tells you that we're a company you can trust. We do things right because we have mainly spread by word of mouth in these radio shows to people, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. We've never advertised outside North Alabama and Middle Tennessee on TV or radio or print even. We've mainly done it by word of mouth, and of course with the invention of the internet, that's helped too. But thank y'all for supporting us. Remember, when you decide to buy your supplements, if that's something you're going to do anyway, excuse me, and you decide to buy them from Nutritional Healthcare, which is NHC Herb Shopping, Killing Herbs, and more in Athens, you are supporting this radio show. So if you believe you're being fed good information from this show and you're going to take supplements anyway, excuse me, we just ask you to consider buying from NHC Herb Shopping, Killing Herbs, and more in Athens, or going online at www.nhcherbs.com. That's nhcherbs.com. And you'll see our line of products and hope you select one and you can order from there as well. And we carry a little bit of everything, but today I'm going to focus on weight loss. I mean, everybody knows if you walk through a Walmart or a shopping center or a grocery store today, obesity is a problem. Being overweight is a problem. And just like, you know, we've got a sick care system and not a health care system, a lot of that has to do with the same process. They do know, the medical profession, the pharmaceutical industry do know and fully understand that an overweight society is a sicker society. And the sicker a society is, the more money they make, especially when they've programmed us for many, many years now to be dependent on the medical profession and the pharmaceutical industry if anything goes wrong with our health. And they'll also try to convince you that the only people that have the answers are them. And they will protect their belief in that by even setting up lawsuits and doing things that I believe are immoral to try to stop you and I from being able to get the truth. They don't want the truth out there because, to just be quite frank with you, if everybody out there knew the truth, the pharmaceutical industry and the medical profession would be out of business to the degree that they're in now. They would be 75 to 80% less people going to them. I'm living proof that you don't have to go to a medical doctor to be alive. And I'm about to turn 69, and I'm excited about that. And I think I've got at least, I'm going to try for at least 60 more years. I'm going to try, I said. Didn't say I'd necessarily make it, but I'm going to try and do that. And there's a lot of things you can do to help ensure yourself that you're going to live to your genetic potential without disease. But you got to do your part. And since we're going to be talking about weight loss today, let me kind of tie it in this way. Permanent weight loss is possible. You got to get that in your head, first of all, because some of you have been trying to lose weight and you've been trying to do it the doctor's way and all these sales gimmicks ways, and you've been doing it a long time. And maybe every now and then you lose a little weight, but you gained all back plus more. And maybe they've come out with a drug like these new injections that they're putting out there that I believe you're going to hear some horrifying, awful, terrible, disgusting stories about how it destroyed their ability to absorb nutrients and destroyed their digestive systems. You're going to hear that. But I do want you to realize you don't have to destroy your health to lose weight. But you can lose weight. It is possible, and it's easier than ever before, thanks to one of our latest products out. It's an old product, but the new version of it that's better than ever before is called Dieter's Delight. I want you to let that sink in. It's called Dieter's Delight. It's spelled D-E-L-I-T-E, because you're going to become lighter. It's a delight to have a product that works as well as this one does. Of course, there are things anyone should do. Talk about doing your part to enhance their experience when taking Dieter's Delight or any product you're taking to lose weight. Some of the great things about taking Dieter's Delight is its ability to enhance your metabolism. That means you burn more body fat. You do realize the more wound up your metabolism, the faster your body burns fat. So all of you have probably met those people. I'm one of them. I can eat 2,500, 3,000, 4,000 calories a day. I don't gain weight, but I'm active. I got a great metabolism, and I take good care of my health with proper nutrition. This product will enhance metabolism. Dieter's Delight. We get all kinds of people talking all the time about how much it reduces their appetite, which basically makes it easier to eat less. It makes it easier to eat less. We're going to cover why that's important in a minute. Dieter's Delight also increases your energy. Hopefully, that'll make you move more. You know, the more you move, the more calories you burn, the more weight you're going to get off your body. It's that simple. It's also got ingredients in it, natural supplements. This is an all-natural product that helps balance moods. It literally does that. When you got more energy and you can focus and concentrate better and you're eating less and you're starting to lose weight, your moods do improve. There's no doubt about it. But it's got things in there that helps you with that by balancing the hormones in the human body. It'll also help you sharpen your focus and improve your concentration. I can take one of those things, and I'm telling you, for about 4 hours, I can get focused again. I got people that take it and go work out because they say, man, the energy is incredible. And the great thing about the energy is it's not that kind of energy that gives you the jitters and the shakes and the faster heart rate and all that stuff. It's not like that at all. It's a balanced blend of nutrients and herbs that do all these things I'm talking about today and all the things you're going to hear about. It also not only does what I've told you so far, but it supports more normal blood sugar levels. That's so important. A lot of people don't realize why they're hungry all the time or why they're always wanting to snack or eat. Their sugar levels are out of balance. And when your sugar gets out of balance, your energy goes down or could go up, but most likely it's going to go down. You're going to be lethargic. You're going to burn less fat. You're going to store more sugar. It's just crazy how these things happen. And it supports, this Dieter's Delight supports overall better health. That's simple. And those are just some of the secrets for permanent weight loss. Make a decision to listen to your body. Here's some things I'd tell anybody that needs to lose weight when they come to see me. Make a personal decision to listen to your body. And what do you mean by that, Roy? Well, in other words, make a habit of not eating unless you are truly hungry. You know, true hunger's real. Your body will tell you when you need to eat. But if you're eating just because your blood sugar's low, that's not necessarily true hunger. That may be a nutrient deficiency. I'll go over some more things as we go through this. But hunger is your body telling you It could be telling you that you need more water or more nutrients or more calories or all three. Your body will tell you when you're in need of any of those. How does your body talk to you? You ever had hunger pains? You ever not eat for so long that you get hangry? That's a combination of two words, angry and hungry. It can be a bad situation. A lot of people don't want to be around you when you're hangry. So that's one example of your body talking to you. You ever heard your stomach growl? I bet some of you out there hadn't heard your stomach growl in a long time. We eat so much in America. I mean, I used to make a joke. You can drive up to a window now and order food, and they'll throw it in your window. You can drop money in a machine, and food will fall out. We live in a crazy society where food is easy and everywhere, although a lot of it I wouldn't call food. That's another story. But your stomach starts growling, you get hunger pains. Your energy gets low. That may be a sign that you're hungry, that you're really hungry. It maybe even have mood swings, okay? But let's go a step further with this. Water is important. I'm going to say that again. Water is important. I know some of you listening to me need to lose weight. You don't like water. That's one of the most ridiculous excuses I've ever heard in my life. Every human body loves water. You're not going to survive very long without water. You might make it 7 days. You might not. Water is important when losing weight because the act of weight loss is to help your body burn more calories. In reality, stored body fat. That's what that is. You want to encourage your body to burn more body fat because your body stores toxins in fat cells. You've got to protect yourself as you're losing weight. How do you do that? With water. It's important to flush those toxins as the weight comes off. Remember this, the solution to pollution is dilution. If you're overweight, you are polluted. Fat cells not only store fat, they store a lot of toxins that the body can't get rid of as fast as it should. And that will make weight loss even harder. So the solution to pollution is dilution. The only safe way to remove toxins from the human body is to drink water. So as you lose weight on Dieter's Delight, and you will, if you'll just take it faithfully, most people take one in the mornings after they eat breakfast, a little breakfast, don't matter a lot of breakfast, but eat breakfast, and then about 30 minutes to an hour later, take your first one, okay? And then plan to start drinking at least 64 ounces of water every day. Now, for some people, around 2 o'clock, if you have that lull where your energy starts to drop and you can't focus and concentrate and you get sleepy, some of those people can take another Dieter's Delight around 2 o'clock. Don't take it too late. It gives you energy. It could keep you awake at night. So take one in the morning with your first meal or shortly thereafter, and then one about 2 o'clock, which is usually an hour or so after lunch. That's a good plan there. Take one or two as your body needs it. Now, when it comes to water, I recommend at least 64 ounces a day, but more is better. More's better. One study I'll never forget proved conclusively, listen to this, it's crazy, that over half of the people trying to lose weight could not tell the difference between thirst and hunger. In other words, they were eating when in reality they were slightly dehydrated or dehydrated to a great degree. Many people actually think that when they're thirsty, they actually think that means they're hungry. There are also those people that just plain have an addiction to eating. It can happen. Don't let that happen to yourself. You know what discipline means? It doesn't mean punishment. Discipline means that you do what's right. You know what's right, and you do what's right, and you especially do what's right when nobody's looking. That's character, okay? So are you suffering from low energy? Well, that may be another sign that you're hungry and need nutrients. Yes, you get energy from sugar, but you should be getting most of it from fats and proteins and a little bit of carbohydrate. Let's just go over some things here. Make note that there's a difference between empty calories and nutrients. What's an empty calorie? Refined sugar, high fructose corn syrup. You know, those are all calories, but no nutrition in them. That's called an empty calorie. What does an empty calorie do in the human body? Oh, it can give you a little bit of energy. In the short term, I mean, you'll spike in your energy for a few minutes. You ever give a kid a bowl of ice cream or a birthday cake, and then, boy, all of a sudden all the kids are bouncing off the walls for about 30 minutes. And then there's the crash comes, and they're sleeping on the way home. That's how it works. That's the same thing happens to you. When you eat empty calories, yes, you may get a little energy spurt, but then it's going to fall and drop you right through the bottom. Now, remember, empty calories and nutrients, both of those contain calories. Yes, there's calories in empty calories, but they're still calories. And there's calories in nutrition, but those are the right calories you want. So both contain calories, but unfortunately in America, we often consume foods that are almost entirely empty calories. I could go through the list. There's just no need in it. All you got to do is look at the label. If you don't see any vitamins or minerals or very small quantities of vitamins or minerals, you're mainly eating calories. If there's no protein in it, you're mainly eating calories. Raw sugar and high fructose corn syrup are calories with no artificial value. I mean, with no nutritional value, okay? Soft drinks are another example. Read the label on a soft drink, and you'll see that they are just flavored water with a lot of sugar. As a matter of fact, a sweetened soft drink contains almost one whole teaspoon of sugar per ounce. I don't care if it's Dr. Pepper, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, you name it, Sprite, they're all. You read it, all you got to do is look at it, and you'll see that it's almost one teaspoon of sugar per ounce of the soft drink. What that means, if you're drinking a 16-ounce soft drink, it's almost the same thing as taking 16 teaspoons of sugar and pouring it on your tongue and washing it down with water. You think that's healthy? You think that's good for you? No, let me tell you what that is. That tastes good, but taste is deceiving. It will make you overweight. If you get addicted to the pleasure of eating just because of taste, remember, that's not healthy. Lust of the flesh is a bad thing. And yes, that includes overeating. It does. When you're just eating for fun, for pleasure, out of habit, that's lust of the flesh. You're letting your body control you instead of you controlling your body. And remember, you are a spiritual soul living in this body. That's what you need to have in control, okay? Empty calories will add weight because some of those calories will be used for immediate energy, like I told you, and the rest, this is what's important, the rest will be stored in fat cells for later use. You drink a 16-ounce soft drink, nothing in there but empty calories, lots of them. Guess what? Your body may burn 10% of those calories right away to get you through the day, to get you to the next destination you're going, but then what happens to the rest of that? Sugar goes in the mouth. It don't go out the elimination system. The only way it can leave is to burn it. Or, since it can't burn it, it stores it in fat cells. That's why it's important to get at least 80%, listen to me, 80% of all the calories you eat should come from nutrient-rich foods. Okay? I'm going to make this easy for you to understand. To make this proven process easier for you, simply make sure that your plate is covered with 40% of your plate is covered with protein rich foods. You know what's protein? That's meats. Lots of meats. Nuts are good. There's a lot of proteins. You just do your research. I've not got time on this radio show to go into all of that, but make sure 40% of your plate is covered with protein. Another 40% of your plate should be covered with vegetables and fats. Fats. What's fats? That's the good oils. You know, there's a lot of good oils out there. There's a lot of good fats. Make sure it's good fats, not hydrogenated fats, okay? Don't fry. Don't eat a lot of fried foods. That's hydrogenated fats. Why do they hydrogenate the oils? Because it lets them stay on the shelf for 2 years without going bad. It ain't good for you, though. It means it's poisoning your body. So you've got 40% protein, 40% vegetables and good fats. That leaves 20%. The rest, the other 20% of your plate, can be carbohydrates, which includes breads, potatoes, pasta, and rice. Those are the main ones. White foods, okay? One slice of bread is the same as about 12 teaspoons of sugar in your body. So if you're eating a sandwich, that could be 24, according to what size slice of bread you're using, could be as much as as 24. So you got to think that through. Pasta. Pasta's, it turns to sugar in your body. Potatoes, white potatoes especially, turn to sugar in your body. And rice, all these white foods that don't taste sweet on your tongue, but they go into your body, and your body releases alpha amylase, an enzyme. And what does it do? It starts to turn those carbohydrates into sugar. That's what they do. They just plain turn them into sugar. So those are some things I'd like for you to think about if you decide to get on that journey to lose weight. And remember, Dieter's Delight can be the most impressive thing you've probably ever taken in your life. One capsule in the morning, maybe one in the afternoon. A lot of people don't need but one a day to really curb their appetite, give them energy, help them focus and concentrate, helps with mood swings, helps with bouts in blood sugar, and helps you reach your weight loss goal easier. We got a sign out in front of our store. It says Dieter's Delight, making weight loss easier. You still need to do your part, but if you want to make it easy as possible and give you that willpower that you need to resist some things, I believe that's a good way to do it. Now, I do want to cover one other thing about it today, because when you're talking about weight loss, it can be several things that can improve as a result of you using the Dieter's Delight and as a result of you losing weight. So let's think about those. One of them is cancer. You're a lot more likely to develop cancer. I'm telling you, you're a lot more likely to develop cancer if you're overweight. I know you don't want to hear that if you're overweight, but it's true. We live in a toxic society, as I've already told you. We're exposed to environmental toxins, which includes everything from cosmetics we use to the food we eat to the water we drink. It covers everything. The average American is exposed to over 1,000 toxic chemicals every week. And the truth is, there's no simple or easy way, good way to avoid most of them. I don't know how to get you to avoid them. I mean, you can put an air purifier on you in your house. You can put a water purifier on you, and you can try to eat clean foods, but you're still going to get a lot of toxins. The results of overexposure are far-reaching, covering everything from respiratory disorders, heart disease, and yes, even cancer. Cancer, by the way, is now recognized as the second leading cause of death among many age groups all over the world. So naturally, the questions we must ask ourselves are, how can you prevent cancer? And if you have already developed cancer, how can you reverse it? Those are some of the things that we work with people on every day at Nutritional Healthcare. Of course, reversing cancer is a process that involves pH balance in the human body, detoxifying and supplementing, and we can show you how to do those things. Our company, Nutritional Healthcare, has been involved in the true healthcare industry since 1999. So I'll save the details of cancer prevention for another day, but let's focus on one of the main issues that increases the risk of cancer, and that is being overweight. The fact is that being overweight increases your risk of developing cancer. Women who are overweight, for instance, have an increased risk of lymphatic, colon, breast, and uterine cancers, while overweight men have increased risk of developing lymphatic, colon, and prostate cancers. Of course, it will also increase the risk of diabetes in both groups. Something else to think about is you don't want to be diabetic. So how can we help the overweight person lose weight and reduce risk? Well, when it comes to cancer prevention, reaching your ideal weight and size should not be overlooked. To make losing weight as easy as possible, let's talk about the obstacles that most people face when trying to lose weight. You could be fighting an out-of-control appetite, food cravings, as we was talking about earlier, a slow metabolism, thyroid problems, and even a lack of an ability to exercise. I mean, I know there's people out there, their health won't let them exercise, so I'm not going into a lot of detail on exercise this week, except to say, on this show, except to say that you should do as much as your body will allow you to do comfortably, and even be uncomfortable. Sometimes it's okay to work out and get sore muscles. But with 25 years of experience in the field of nutrition, when we finally were able to recreate Dieter's Delight, it's been an amazing thing. Remember, we had it on the market before, and I mean, it was so effective that we had people making TV commercials and radio commercials using it, and it just took off like a rocket ship. But the FDA, for our protection, I'm sure, decided that one of the main ingredients had to be banned from use for internal use, so they ban it from the market unless they put it out there. Isn't that a joke? But not only does, Dieter's Delight suppress the appetite, it seems to force the fat-burning process by firing up your metabolism. Energy, of course, is a big thing we talked about. But one of the clients says, I forget to eat and my energy has increased so much I catch myself getting more done around the house and at work. Does that sound like something you need to do? Otherwise, others say it helps them with their moods and there's no diet involved. You simply don't want to eat as much or as often. So with Dieter's Delight, many are losing around 5 pounds a month or more. Most people take, like I say, one each morning shortly after their first meal and one each afternoon shortly after lunch. Some just take one a day. But with that said, about 25% say that one capsule each morning works fine for them. They don't take but one a day. You should begin to notice more energy and less desire to eat the first day, though. Over time, the effects grow stronger. So be patient. Follow the instructions that will be given with your product, and we will. I think you'll start to see some really nice results in a short time. Of course, I appreciate all of you listening to today's health update. We're up on here to help you live to your genetic potential without disease. I encourage you to listen to Freedom Fridays this week. Boy, with our Friday show, it's going to be a shocker. It's going to get a lot of attention and probably be some negative attention, especially from the political end of it. But you'll understand why our freedoms are in danger and how they take over and create slaves in a society. You want to listen to Freedom Fridays. Thank you for listening to today's health update. Keep a positive attitude. Lose that weight. Until next time, may God bless all of us with abundant health. And remember this year, let's magnify the Lord.
Now you know why today's health update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.